This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Andrew Lansborough. Andrew, you seem to own a place called Code, and I've never noticed it before because it's in the corner of Parliament Square, but here we are sitting in this beautiful foyer. Tell us a little bit Code and where it came from.
The first Code was also in the very corner building that no one could see in Rose Street, and that started 5 years ago, just over 5 years ago in fact. And that was a small building and only 30 pods and a cool small penthouse.
What are you letting people do in these pods? They stay overnight. It's like a hostel.
Yes, exactly. So we saw the idea in Asia and everyone's sleeping in Japan and China and Indonesia in these pods, and I thought it'd be a good idea if Edinburgh had some. So I tried it in Rose Street on a smaller scale and it worked. The reviews came back and it was brilliant.
And that one's still there.
Going strong. It's a nice wee family building. It feels very cosy and warm, and then we've got a lot of nice repeat custom as well. And then when the building in Parliament Square came around, I thought it'd be perfect to do a bigger project, because we were always pretty full in Rose Street because it was so small. I thought, let's try and do a bigger one. And it took a long time, but we're here now, and I love it.
It's just. When did you open here?
In August last year, in August 2019.
And what do you exactly have here? Because I think this was this the police station?
That's right, it was a police station. So the history of it's amazing. The police station was built in 1830 after the fire of 1824. So it's such a cool building. You can see downstairs the vaults from the old clothes from before that. You know, it had two courtrooms and then old prison cells. And so we've turned the prison cells into bedrooms, and the courtroom acts as one of our kind of really cool dorm rooms. And it's lovely, peaceful place to be. And we still
nobody keeping you in there though. You're always letting them out.
Yeah, always let out. Always let out. We've got no criminals in here. and people love it. The history of it's amazing. It's where the Greyfriars Bobby's court case was held, and it's all the old panelling and the judge's canopy still there. It's a great room. So.
And are you know when you say the word hostel, that kind of conjures up cheap and cheerful accommodation, but you're in a prime location here, so is it cheap and cheerful? I suppose
it's still very affordable, I would say. It's definitely, I wouldn't say cheap, and we certainly don't stack them high. We've got, you know, the pods are quite expensive.
So how much would it cost me tonight to stay in
tonight,
a pod here?
Tonight would be really reasonable. You'll be talking around
midweek.
£20.
Yeah. £20 just for me alone in a pod.
Yeah,
that's kind of amazing in the middle of the city. And so what else are you offering people here? What's your business model then?
So the main thing is for solo travellers. So that's our target market. So people who want to be in the city centre, visiting Edinburgh, see the castle, see the Royal Mile, see everything in the old town and the new town if they have time, and then
they make it down the hill and back.
Exactly. But just basically have a good night's sleep in a quality place where the reviews always come back. It's extremely clean, extremely nice place to be, and it seems to fit the bill.
But you've got kind of communal places to eat and communal places to sit, and you also welcome in the public.
Yeah. Exactly. So we've got
anybody living in Edinburgh can come in here and just sit at one of your lovely desks.
Absolutely. Come in, look at the history on the walls, enjoy a coffee, meet our lovely team. We've got lots of people from all over the world who work here, and then and do like a beer tasting or a whiskey tasting down in the basement as well. We've got open mic nights, we've got a whiskey and wizardry night, and during the day for families. We've got a magician that comes in, does a short talk on a whiskey malt of the month, and then goes into magic. I've brought my sons along, they loved it. And we want to do more and more things like that. So we've had book authors come and talk about their books. We've had musicians come at the weekend. It's great fun.
Good. Yeah. And how can people find out about it then? Where's your website?
You can either go on codehostels.com, but probably the best place to hear about what's going on in terms of events is thelostclose.com, because there's a route underneath our building that was an old close that was built over. And the Lost Close is what we call it. And so we have all our events published on there.
Thank you, Andrew, for your meeting with us today.
No problem.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Listen out for more episodes coming soon.